Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina, ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina, baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum, baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum, nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak, ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak, ye ni'mat khuda ki taharat ka parcham, taharat ka parcham, fizaon mein aqde nikah jalwa gar hai, fizaon mein aqde nikah jalwa gar hai, mubarak 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 ho pe hum, mubarak 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 ho pe hum, nikah aqde masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah aqde masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool.
6 minutes after 11 South African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. We welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome, inshallah, our beloved Ustad into the program from now to 12 o'clock. Ustad, welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Tis the listener wants to know, Ustad, can my children pay all our bills? They live with us and we are old now, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a three-part question. Remember all the children, grandchildren, when they realize their parents are old, grandparents are old, then it is first, it's compulsory upon them to help and assist their parents physically, materially, financially, any way possible, provided that it is permissible way. And they should be reading the dua which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbi Rahamhuma Gama Rabbayani Sahira. O Almighty Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me when I was a baby, when I was an infant and young. So that dua is compulsory for us children to read if we want to be successful in life. Compulsory don't mean first, but it means a moral obligation. Second one will be for the children to use zakat money to pay for their parents' bills, all that totally haram. You must remember, they can't use zakat money for parents, grandparents, likewise parents, grandparents cannot use zakat money for their children, grandchildren. And third one, yes, they must support the parents more so when they're old, so they make intention of lillah and so forth, then they will get double reward, one for spending and one for making khidmat of their parents and strengthening the bond and taking the du'as of the parents. So number one is the du'a and so forth. Number two is zakat for parents, grandparents, it's haram. And third one, the money they use, whatever, so they can make intention of lillah for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah will reward them and they will take and receive the du'as of their parents as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Ustad, there's another question coming in here. So let's tackle two questions at the same time. One, he says here, listener wants to know that what must we read in the last 10 days of Ramadan? And the other one is, Ustad, regarding i'tikaf. When will the mu'takifin be setting for i'tikaf, Ustad?
Regarding the last 10 days, when will it commence and so forth and so on. So we need to be but careful regarding that. If you are asking regarding South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, Southern Africa and those places, so remember Friday at sunset, so then it will start. So those of you who are going to sit for itikaf in the masjid, obviously for the men, so before sunset, you should be in the masjid already, and that is when the last 10 nights for itikaf will start. And remember, if you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, or your town, your city, your country, they follow Makkah Mukarrama and so forth. For example, today by us is the 18th fast, and there it is the 19th fast. So tomorrow, Thursday, remember, before sunset, you should be already in the masjid because your last 10 days will start from tomorrow night, tomorrow Maghrib time. So that's the first issue, you must remember. Then the second issue will be, what is the major aim and objective of i'tikaf? Remember, it is to receive and to experience Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of power, the night of destiny. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala dedicated an entire surah, chapter 97, to it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. I'll come to it just now again. And third one, what should you read? In Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, I asked Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I know it's Laylatul Qadr, you get the feeling, you get the perception, all that signs. So then read, innaka Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are all forgiving, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, forgive me. Fa'afu anna, forgive us. Tomorrow during this time here, Thursday, between 11 and 12, inshallah al-Aziz, Mona Zahid Khan and myself will be discussing all these issues in detail. And that is, you must remember, regarding itikaf, regarding Laylatul Qadr, regarding Sadaqatul Fitr. So all these issues, inshallah, we will discuss in detail tomorrow, inshallah, between 11 and 12. I told you I'll come back to it, and that is chapter 97, Surah Qadr. So go and study it, and then you will understand the Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran, and Lataiful Tafsir, that is the jewels and the finer meaning of the Quran Sharif. So you must remember, Inna Anzalnahu. If you count just the letters, Count the letters in the surah, you will find 114. To show and highlight that there are 114 chapters and surahs in the Noble Quran. If you count the words, how many words are there in this surah, then you will find 30 words. To show you that there are 30 juz, 30 parts, 30 suparas in the Noble Quran. And if you go further, then see, I read for you, Salamun hiya. After hiya, hatta matla'il fajr. So if you count, then hiya is letter number, word number, rather say word number 27. Then after that, hiya hatta 28, matla'i, that is 29, al-fajr 30. So remember, therefore, majority sahaba, majority scholars say, Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night. See the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran, how Almighty Allah has placed so many meanings in it. Fihi batinun wa zahirun. Fihi zahirun wa batinun. One is the superficial meaning and one is the inside, inward meaning. But that Almighty Allah only blesses those people who have great taqwa. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When a person has taqwa, then Almighty Allah teaches him directly things he never learned from his teacher or books, that Almighty Allah will open his heart, his mind, and he will imbibe and acquire that knowledge as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. So, Ustad, Allah is saying here that, say I am earning a fixed salary, Ustad. Does my husband still have to give me spending money, Ustad?
We don't know what is his salary. If his salary is 20, 30, 50, 70, 100,000, then obviously he should give you something. Then it is a moral obligation. But if your husband is earning peanuts, you know, as we will say, he's earning 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. So remember, he has to pay the rental, he has to pay water, lights, then there's food, then there's clothing, so many medications, so many issues. So if there isn't anything for him to give you, so you should not make a big noise about it. At least he's trying and he's working and so forth. And some months where he saves something and give you even 100 rand, 500 rand, whatever, so you should be grateful about it. You must remember that when you married him, I'm sure that you knew about his financial status and so forth and so on. So to you ladies, if your husband is rich, then he must spend on you and give you what we call in Urdu jeb kharj. You know, when I used to go to school, I can remember very, very well, I'm speaking of the early 60s now, you understand, before majority of you were born, I think. So anyway, you must remember, we used to get tiki. Monana, you know what's a tiki?
No, sir.
Yeah, you see, because Monana wasn't born that time in the 60s. So you must remember, you get the 10 cents, right? Then a half of 10 cents was 5 cents. Uh-huh. And a half of 5 cents was tiki. You understand?
Oh, okay, yes, cheese.
Yeah, 2.5 cents.
2.5 cents,
yeah.
Cheese,
sir. So they call it tiki. So first we used to get tiki. Then we got a little bit bigger, then we should get 5 cents. Then we got a little bit bigger, we should get 10 cents. Then we should get bigger, a little bit, then 20 cents. Mm. The most it went to was 50 cents, not more than that. Stood even high school. So you must remember, so that you call jeb kharch, you know, pocket money. And then you take lunch, you take all that from the house, and you go and you eat there in school, lunchtime, break time, and so forth. Today you give the beggar also tiki, there's no tiki for first of all, but you give him 5 cent, 10, 20 cent, he'll tell you keep it. You understood? These people who come and fetch me, you understood, for salat and so forth. So one day he came with a smart car, you know. They got all the smart posh car and big Merc and all, and then he came with the smart BM. Like. Mm-hmm. So he gave the beggar something. So the beggar told him, you drive Lani, such a smart car, and you give me this, you don't feel shy. So imagine the beggar told him, as though as he's doing him a favor. Understood? As though the beggar is doing him a favor. So it's like that today. So the, you know, we used to learn in school, beggars can't be choosers. But today the beggars are choosers. So the point I want to make here is this, that you, sister, whatever your husband gives you, and you know he's trying his level best to make life comfortable, so don't demand more and more and more and more. When I started in Darulum, Newcastle, Allah is my witness, you know, and I told this to the students during the reunion, so they also must learn these things. I say when I started in January at Darulum, Newcastle, I made up my mind, even if they pay me 250 rand wages, me, I'm accepted. I got no problem. So our principal, Muhammad Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, that he told me, you do this, all that. Then I said, Jazakallah, I walked away. He said, no, come back. I forgot to tell you one thing. So Maulana was a politician also, a politician in a good sense, that he knew what he's doing. He wanted to see if I'm going to ask in it. I didn't ask anything. So in not a politician like today's guys who sell the deen, not like that. So you must remember that. So Maulana Rahimahullah called me, say, okay, your wages will be 300 rand and so forth. This is 81 January. You see, I was just very happy. And my Allah is witness that myself, my wife used to save 50 rand per month. You understand? I used to tell her, keep this money, this we can keep, yes, you understand? So that is how you come up in life, and then you start appreciating the small things. Today, if you tell your wife, you must save 50 rand, even she will laugh at you. You understood. So the point I'm making is, Quran says this, لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَتِينَ مِنْ سَعَتِهِ. So you must spend on your wife, you must spend on your children according to your means. Don't go into debt. Don't go into riba and interest and start taking loan from the bank and all these things. Yeah, remember that is absolutely haram.
To the listener says, Mufti Sab, what a sad situation. We here in Mount View, no water 6 days already, Ustad. No electricity. What a sad situation. And now we're missing your suhoor program every morning, Ustad. Anonymous sister.
Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for everyone. You speaking of 6 days, no water, no lights and all this type of thing. My sister, my nephew, my brother-in-law, they in Ispingo Beach, supposed to be a posh area. You right opposite the ocean. There's no water for 8-9 days there, I think now. And there's no power there, no electricity. Some people don't have fuel also. So imagine what halat they go through. They have to go buy that generator and what. But what about the poor people? Where are they going to get generator and all? And then you see the government, some places where the aid is coming, they stealing the aid. And that as normal, everything they steal, you know, from top to bottom. So that's why they have destroyed this beautiful country. Let us be honest about these type of things. You look at your railway lines, here opposite we got railway line. We're supposed to have, half of it is stolen. No trains moving. You look at Eskom, we're sitting at stage 4. You must remember that total disaster. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. You look at the airlines, that's SAA Sakarat also. So on our one is on ventilator, you know, on life support. It's also half dead. And so much corruption there. Then you look at, you must, the politicians, for what we need such a bloated government. We got 2 ministers of education, but the education is gone to the, what can we say? It's gone to worse, remember. Hopeless, useless. Then you take medical, you take this thing, you must remember, hospitals, another disaster. So everything they touch, they just turn it bad to worse, remember. Then you're speaking about that. Today I got report from Marion Hill. When you go to Durban, then there's a toll road there, Marion Hill, next to Pinetown. They blew up the power station there, the substation. So now how many days? Yeah, where we are. This Eldorado Park. Today is supposed to be the final day they're supposed to get electricity because the power station, substation, somebody blew it up. You must remember that. They stole the cables and what. Then you see there, last night, Rivoli. So the made it a no-go area. They say they are fed up and frustrated. They started burning tires and what and what. So every second place you go to in South Africa today is an absolute disaster, you must remember. And who is to blame? The government is to blame. You can't blame anybody else. If you take from bottom, I give you example. Start from the councillors, then go to the mayor, then go higher up, you must remember the politicians, and then go higher up to the ministers, and then go higher up. So 90%, 70% bunch of crooks. That's what we have got here. Let us be honest about this. So therefore, beg Almighty Allah, Allah protect us all. Otherwise, if you look at South Africa, you must remember it's going rapidly into deterioration, and that will lead to a terrible civil war in this country, because people don't have food, people don't have water, no service delivery, nothing. Just steal, steal, and steal. That's what it is. So you must remember that. Allah alone have mercy on us. Let me tell you one more thing. I have traveled to so many countries in the world. I'm not speaking of sawab and reward and all that. But the best country even now to live in is South Africa. But our government has to wake up and start from the top. All the corruption, all the criminals, all must be put to prison and all that. One case carries on for 5-10 years, and then by the time that comes, there's how many another 100 corruption going on. So how can you run a government like that? Absolute shame and disgrace it is.
As you start, as you speak, in the message coming here from Soweto, is Brother Tahir. He says he's also a new Muslim. His name was Tsepo. Mufti Sahab, what are you talking about that? Even during iftar time, we are not safe to break our iftar in Soweto. They break the masjid in front of the police. They steal everything. We don't even have the strength to do anything. Allahu Akbar, Brother Tahir, Tsepo Ustad.
Now imagine, astaghfirullah, our brother Tahir, the other day in the Khanka where I read Isha, I met one brother there. I asked him from, because I could see he's not from our area. Yeah, we know the people who normally. He said, no, I came for Etikaf. I'm from Soweto. I asked him, what's his name? He said, Abdullah. So mashallah, very good. Whatever we little bit we got, we give them, help them and so forth. So you must remember these type of things. Now look at it, Muslims in Soweto. And now if iftar time, you must remember, they want to make iftar, but they're not safe. The thugs will come, the gangs will come, and they will loot, they will break, they will do this, all these things. And the police are there, and they won't do anything. So once in a country, there's no law and order, and then you got our Maulvis, and our sheikhs, and our imams, who are silent. Remember that. Not once you will hear them, and I challenge them to do this, that you publicly say, then take the name of the president, take the name of the ministers, take the name of the government and say that y'all are hopeless, y'all are corrupted and so forth. You have done a disservice to South Africa. And remember what the sacrifices people made. They gave their life against apartheid for liberation, and not even 30 years and you'll destroy the country. That is the khulasa, the summary of the whole thing. They can't do that because they also on the take. You must remember that.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, dear Mufti Sahab, people talk about moon sighting. Now people are so happy when they sight Mufti Sahab in Makkah Haram. Is this sighting authentic, Ustad?
They're speaking about the sighting in Makkah.
Jew, Ustad.
So let me give you the history of Saudi Arabia and the moon. I don't think you know much about it, so let me give you some history into that. So you must remember in 1984, you must make notes of all this. And you can go and Google it. I got everything. You must remember this. Therefore, I call their moon sighting people moon samis. What I call them? Moon samis. So you must remember that. I'm speaking of Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, Dammam, Jeddah, all these places. You understood? So you must remember this. So I got a lot of experience on this thing with them. So in 84, they had 28 days Ramadan. How many days? 28 days. In Islam, the minimum days you can have is 29. And maximum days is 30. After 30, automatically it goes to 1. Then the imams in Makkah, Medina, Eid day, they announce that no, after Eid you must keep 1 qadha, and we made mistake and all that. I never ever heard of a thing like this. And this is supposed to be our merkaz, our headquarters. So that is from 84. Then let's fast forward. You must remember that, you know, these elections, America, I went to in 2000. So I went twice in 2000 to America. And that time there was big trouble that who is the elector, who is, you must remember the president, because will it be George Bush or Al Gore? Then Bush came in and all that stories. So that was 2000, 2001. 2004, I'm giving you the second incident. 2004, 2005. So you must remember then Bush, the war criminal George W. War Bush. So it was again, he won the election and so forth. So now they announced the date for Hajj. It was correct date they announced. Then you must remember that was coinciding with the inauguration of George Bush and what have you, this and all that. So they said, no, after 3 days, 4 days, 2004, 2005 Hajj, then after 3-4 days, they... They went on TV, they went on the radio, the press, media, all that. They say, no, one chap there in the desert, he saw, you'll understand, the moon and all this type of thing. So it took long for him to come and all that. So therefore, now we change the date. Like now, Arafat will not be tomorrow, and it will be, I'm just giving an example of tomorrow. So, but it will be today. They brought it 1 day forward, and they upset everything. So that here also, that's two. Third one, I got, you must remember, my student, he is Sheikh Suleiman Ghani, and I sent it out. I said, these are people who are astronomers, people who study the moon and us, they got all the effects, data, everything. They say in Saudi Arabia for the past approximately 50 years, 50. For the past 50 years, approximately, you must remember that what has happened is that the wrong sighting always, that either Ramadan time is wrong, or either Eid time is wrong, or either Hajj time is wrong. Right? You listening to what I'm saying? So 84, I gave you. 2004, that is Ramadan, 84. And 2004, 2005, I mentioned to you about Hajj. After 3-4 days, they changed it. 3 days is minimum. Thereafter, I gave you about it. If you want it, you must tell me. I'll send it to you. And if Sheikh Suleiman Ghani, you're listening, just send it to me again. Maybe that sometime, you must remember, because of storage on our phones, we delete a lot of things. So anyway, you must remember, I sent it out to everybody already. So you must remember, so that's another issue. Then take this Ramadan, 2022. So nowhere in the world was it possible to sight the moon. Nowhere. And remember, but I told you before that, I said the only people who will claim that they saw the moon are the Saudi moon samis. You understood? 8-hour moon, 9-hour moon, 10-hour moon, impossible to see it. The people, now let me give you another story. One day you must remember the same Sheikh Suleiman Ghani and them from UK, they came and they told me that they are part of a delegation and they're going to sight the moon. So this was in Makkah. I told him, me, I'm coming with you. He said, yeah, come with, but don't tell them you are not part of the delegation. I said, don't worry of all that. So we went and all these things here. It was outside Makkah. They see in the telescope, does that. They got 6 places in Saudi where they see and all that. But the Sheikh told us from before that the chances are very slim and all that. Nevertheless, there was one Sheikh there. I don't know, he just had like a soft spot for me. So then I started speaking to him. He told me he's a doctor and professor, astronomy and us, and a lot of stories. So then I told him, Sheikh, privately, can I ask you for questions? He said, yes, as long as you don't have a TV, you don't have camera, you're not recording it and so forth. I said, no, I don't have anything and I don't even know how to use it also. So how much you record all that with the TV? we don't even know all these things here. And here's my phone, you keep it if you want. I'm not going to record. So anyway, he was very happy and I spoke to him. I told him, Sheikh, you remember in 84 you led 28 days. You remember in 2004, 2005 you made a mess. You remember this happened. He said, everything you said is right. So he said, this was in King Abdullah's time. He told me King Abdullah called the ulama and the astronomers and told them that Saudi is getting so disgraced regarding this moon. Both of you groups must sit and try and solve this problem out. So therefore the sheikhs also come and we also come. So he even gave me his card and it must be lying somewhere. So you must remember they have a terrible trick. Now if you ask them this moon here, today is 18 fast. In Makkah, Medina is 19 fast. You ask them that who saw it, they will tell you there in Sudair, somebody saw it, this, that. The people there with telescope, they can't see it, but this one chap will say, no, I can see it. Understood. And when they ask him how you can, he'll have his group, two, three guys, you know, Munsamis, that he'll say, no, it's a gift, a mohaba, they called it. You understand? That Allah gave us a gift. Our eyes are very sharp. We can see things that even the telescope can't see. Now, a thing like that, if you go tell the animals in the Kruger Park, they also will smile. You understand? Talk utter nonsense and rubbish. You understood? And that is how, and it's not from now. I told you, that man says, and he's got all the data and information. They're working on it for past 50 years. That for 50 years, plus minus, the moon sighting is upside down there. So therefore, I made this very clear, not now, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I said, it is not permissible for any country, that is our verdict, to rely, and the Grand Mufti, let me tell you that. I was invited. I don't know how they used to invite me because I never studied there, but Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So my name come and I go, Alhamdulillah. So we were sitting in a conference and I posed the question. There you can't ask like that. You must write and all that. So the Grand Mufti was there, the same Grand Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. I even made a joke to my satis and colleagues. I said, to become the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, you must be blind, you know. Then only you can become the Grand Mufti. Before him was Bin Baz, Rahimahullah, he was blind. Now is him, Ali Sheikh, he's blind. The next one they're going to have, I think he'll be blind also. I don't know, but that's the way it seems like. So you must remember that that is how they work. So I asked him, Sheikh, please explain to us how your people's moon story works. Now he is the Grand Mufti, what they call Mufti Al-Am. You must remember that. He says we don't do sighting for 9 months. You heard what I said?
Sure.
9 months, no sighting. We just work with the taqweem. We just follow the calendar. Then Ramadan come, they sighting. Eid come, they sighting. Then is Zulhijjah come, they sighting. There's 8-9 months, we don't do sighting. You understood? And the Shaban also may be included. So, but anyway, 8-9 months, we don't do sighting and all these type of things. That's the Grand Mufti. Then we asked him the question, we from South Africa, we from here, there, should anybody follow you? He said, nobody must follow us. Likulli baladin ru'yatuhum. Every country should follow their own local sighting. This is the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He's still alive. You can ask him. So that is the truth. So to follow them, you're corrupting your own ibadat. Yesterday, one person from South Africa asked me, I'm in Makkah. Yesterday. So he's telling me, you know and I know that the date is cooked up here. So when will be Laylatul Qadr? Will it be according to their even nights or their odd nights? I said, no, the even nights. You see, because you know it's not the truth. You must remember that. So you must look for Laylatul Qadr there on the even nights. Because they cooked up this moon here again. And all this is done because the Jutlas and the Jews and them, they control everything. You must remember, that's the truth. You must remember, you can't can't speak one word against the Jews. You must remember in Mecca, Medina, all these places. So the imams can't speak. That imam, that Juhani, he said, Al-Masjidul Haram fi Sham. He couldn't even say fi Palestine.
Allah.
What the I translate every Friday, so I know what I'm talking. You understood? So all these atrocities going on, murder going on, and all this, not one day they can make dua openly. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. Allahumma ajdud wataka alal Yahudi al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Why? No, we mustn't disturb. Day before yesterday, today is Wednesday. Go read Monday or Tuesday or the past 2-3 days. It is well known that the Saudis gave billions to Trump and his people. How many billions are they giving to Israel? You see? Which newspaper? Haaretz newspaper.
Yep.
Go and see. Everything is documented there. Don't come and think we all bunch of idiots and fools, you know. So you must remember that. You must go tell the animals in Kruger Park.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. I see Karistab says, Mufti Sab, he wants this clip and he says, Haq bat hai, Mufti Sab, barabar. Well, I will start, Karistab. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that my brother-in-law is owing me lots of money. What dua can I read for him to pay me back? Because he refuses to pay me, Ustad.
So if he refuses to pay you, you must take his thing by force. You find his car, you must take it. You find some money of his, take it. You find any valuables of his, by force you take it. Quran says, فَمَنِ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. If somebody did you wrong, then you can recover everything and take his thing without his permission because he don't want to pay you. You've got some evidence and some proof, documentary proof or people as witnesses. You gave him 100,000, 1 million, quarter million, and now he just rejects it and say, no, hayazi, I don't know. You don't understand? So then Islam is a religion for justice. So you must remember. And speaking of that, sometime people gave another person a loan, and that now that person, whatever the reason, he can't pay it back, and is a Muslim, they say, okay, keep it, it's zakat. No, the zakat is not valid. Because when you gave it to him, there was no intention of zakat. It was a straightforward business deal that you're giving him a loan and he must repay it. So now after 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, then you say zakat, that zakat is not valid, is not discharged.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, one more question before we go, inshallah, for an interval. He says, but didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say it's a major sin for us to speak bad about the Arabs? Mufti sahab, please watch out, Ustad.
You talk nonsense, you know. Nabi alayhi salatu salam himself said, Wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. This is Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that the Arabs will be destroyed. You must remember. Where you come with all that? That your India stories, all that. So you must remember this type of things. Yeah? When Quran Sharif revealed the ayat, Surah Munafiqun, whole surah, it was speaking about hypocrites. Wasn't it the Arabs? So you must remember that. When Quran Sharif says, in Madina Munawwara, there are so many Arabs and so many of these people. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. That is the Arabs who fool people like you. You understand? So, no, you can't speak. They murtad these Arab leaders. You understand? You think that this ruler of Saudi Arabia, MBS, is Muslim. He's pakka murtad. You think that Dubai rulers, they're Muslim.
Allah.
Pakka murtads they are. The king of Bahrain is Muslim. Murtad shaitans they are. So don't go fool yourself with all that. I gave you Quran, I gave you Hadith. You must remember these things there. Yeah? We don't believe in fairy tales and Indian stories.
Well, it's 14 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Remember 084-786-3132. Ustaz, let's go to the question regarding fitrah. There's two or three questions. I want to know what the masla and masail. One says here, I just wanted to know fitrah money. Can you give it to a non?
Very good. The esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, we have these programs to educate you, to teach you the true Islam, the pristine, pure Islam, not the Islam that is polluted and tainted or hijacked by the enemies. You must remember what you see on the TV, that the Muslims are terrorists and they are fundamentalists and so forth and so on. First and foremost, what does the Quran say regarding fitrah? So some Sahaba, they translated this verse like that, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, the person is successful who paid the zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr. So learn the first lesson is called zakatul fitr. And it's also called sadaqatul fitr. Both terms refer to fitr, sadaqatul fitr. And chapter number 87, surah sabbihisma, and verse number 14-15. وَذَكَرَسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And then they paid already before Eid. And then they going towards the Muswalla, the Eidgah, Masjid for Eid Salat. So they're remembering Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. I'll show you something just now about that. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tabarani, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Beautify your Eid with takbir. Faswalla, and then they perform their Eid Salat. So this is chapter 87, Surah Sabbihisma, verses 14-15. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, sahih hadith, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory, zakat al-fitri. Anything in Islam, first and foremost, is for our own benefit. Then is the benefit for other people. So why must we pay sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr? Tuhuratul lissa'imi min al-laghwi wa rafath, so that you get purified from the wrong things. We see sometime wrong thing, we hear sometime wrong thing, we speak wrong things. So it is self-purification. And wa tu'matal lil masakin, to help the poor Muslims. And faman addaha qabla salatil Eid, fa ya zakatun maqbula. So therefore, before Eid Salat, before Eid, they paid, so the poor people can make necessary arrangements, they can wear nice clothes, they can have a sumptuous meal, and so forth and so on. Can you give sadaqatul fitr, zakat, fidya to non-Muslims? No. Whether it is fidya, the compensation you pay, you must remember, because you're incapable of fasting, and for the remainder of your life, due to old age, or due to illness, sickness, so remember that, then fidya, compensation, zakat, fitrah, all must be given to poor Muslims. You can't give non-Muslims. What is the amount? Hanafi say 30 rand per person. And thereafter, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, they say 40 rand per person. Are we clear on that? Now take Mauna Arafat. You understand? Mauna Arafat is okay. Now he's got currently one wife. In future, we don't know, right? But now he got one wife. So now he will pay for himself 30 rand. And his wife has to pay, but Mohan Arafat told wife, don't worry, I'll pay for you. So before payment, so now before paying, he informs us, so 30 rand. Then how many children?
Five
children. So now let's say, I don't know, I'm just saying, now we're just assuming. So that we say all five children are minors. You understand? Are all not baligh. So now the responsibility is on him. I know that Akil is not his baligh already. Yeah, but we just assume. You understand? So we just say all five are not baligh, are minors. So now he has to pay for himself. So he has to pay, you must remember, for wife is not compulsory for you to pay, according to Hanafis. But normally the husband will pay, but just inform your wife. So you pay for your wife and then five children. So to seven times, because you two and then five children, seven times three. So 21, 210 rand. So that amount you have to give to poor Muslim people. You see, then you go Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali. So they say 40 rand per person. So remember, if you take the same example, 280 rand. So just round it off at 300 rand plus minus. So the punishment. See, I was telling you about takbir. Study Quran. Our problem, we only read Quran. We don't understand the message of Quran. Take both Eids. Surah 2, verse 185. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You must complete the period, 29 days or 30 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you must glorify the name of Almighty Allah عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. As Almighty Allah gave us priority number one, which is Hidayat, Islam, the Nur and effulgence of Iman and so forth. So you glorify Allah, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ. Then the day of Eid comes, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is the day of thanksgiving, gratitude. Ya Allah, you let us experience another Ramadan. We not non-Muslims, they have wine, dine and swine. Nay, we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Surah 2, verse 185. That is Eidul Fitr, right? Now we take you to Eidul Adha. So now people are there in Hajj. On the 8th they went to Mina. On the 9th they went to Arafat. On Arafat, on the 9th they go to Arafat. And thereafter, so the 10th is Eidul Adha. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it in the noble Quran, that see the same words, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That glorify the name of Allah, because Almighty Allah gave you guidance. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And you must go and make your qurbi and everything after the Eid Salat. So fulfill your duty with beauty. It is in Surah Hajj chapter 22 and verse 36. For both Eids, Allah speaks of the takbir. So we're thanking Almighty Allah, praising Almighty Allah, glorifying Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, the Hajj is finished as far as the Arafat finished. Not everything of Hajj, but the major component and part of Hajj is finished. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hajju Arafah, Imam Tirmidhi writes, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ Ummul Manasik. This hadith here is the mother and the most important component of Hajj. So understand, be and glorify Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, just that question, fitra. If the children are 20, 21, they're staying with the parents, but they're working and they're earning well off, should the parents still pay fitra for them, Ustaz?
Remember, it is not compulsory upon the parents to pay. They themselves must pay. Take your son, for example, Akil, right? He's about 18, 20 now.
16, Ustaz.
16. Chalo is 16. He's still young. So now, is it compulsory upon you to pay for him? Is not compulsory upon you. Obviously, you will pay for him because it is 30 rand, so it's not a big deal and all that. But we're speaking, technically speaking, that from a fixed point of view, that is it compulsory? No, it's not compulsory. He must pay from his own money. You understood? But we will tell the parents that it's good if you pay it, but inform him you are paying it. You understood? But once your son has reached that age and so forth, that now whatever you spend on him is not compulsory upon you, because now he must start looking for work, he must start earning himself and so forth. But your daughter, so you must remember, because it's still your responsibility, so you pay for her and so forth. But your sons and all of them, so you must remember that in that case there, we will say that you, when you pay, because a small amount, 30 rand, 40 rand is not a big amount. So in a case like that, it's very good. But technically speaking, once they become 18, 20, 22, and they're working, then it's not the responsibility of the father to pay the fitra. They must pay on their own behalf. But normally our fathers, they pay and so forth.
Ustad, there were three questions, right? So one, let's start with this one. Somebody says, please ask Mufti Sahab, was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam an Arab? Yes or no? Ustad?
100% Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Arab, the Quran is Arab, and Jannat is Arab, but they don't meet. It means you can't speak anything of the Arabs. So there's no such thing in Quran and Hadith.
The other one says that there's a youngster says that he studied Salafism, Ustad, and he says that according to his teacher, that on the 22nd and the 24th, that is Laylatul Qadr. He's got Hadith and Dalil for that. Salafi student, Ustad.
So you totally mixed up. If he told you that, he is Dwallu and Wadwallu. Both of you are corrupted. You must remember that the authentic hadith tells us, Iltamisuha fil autari fil ashril awakhir. Go look for it, you must remember, in the odd night. So how can 24th night be odd night? You can't even count. The Salafis can't count three properly. They're the Christians, you know. You give your wife three talaqs, and then when we ask you how many talaq it is, you say one. So, but the hadith in Bukhari Sharif tells us three is three. The Christians, they count one, two, three. They tell you three is one and one is three. You Salafis are totally corrupted of this day and this age. That is not Quran, Hadith, what you are saying, brother. That is the verdict. Let me teach you something. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said that, wa arjaha indi. According to me, you must remember, Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, he said, wahid wa ishreen, or salat wa ishreen. That it is either the 21st night or 23rd night. So we say that is possible. You must remember that. But if you take majority Sahaba, you take majority of the Fuqaha and scholars and Muhaddisin, they say 27 night. Come, I teach you something, Salafi. You think you know too much, but you dhal and mudwil. That's your people's trouble. So you must remember, one day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a meeting. And what was the menu, the agenda? You see, when you say menu, then people's eyes open. So, what was the agenda? Mata Laylatul Qadri. Some Sahaba is to object. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we got children, grandchildren the size of this Fatah, Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sayyidina Umar just keep quiet. So he asked the Sahabi, Mata Laylatul Qadri. He asked this one. Then he asked him, Ya Fatah, ma ra'yuk? What is your opinion, O youngster? Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fil autar, fil ashril awakhir, the odd nights of the last 10. So I say 7th, meaning 27. So why? What dalil? Manid da'a shay'an fa alayhi dalil. When you give dalil, when you claim something, you must substantiate, corroborate it. So you must remember that. So he said that, number one, he's starting now. How many skies are there? 7. How many earth are there? 7. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat wa min al-ardi mithlahun. Look at the tawwurul insan. You Salafi, write all this down, because I know you don't know these things. So you must remember that, look at the human development in the fetus of the womb of the mother. So how many? 7. Thumma khalaqna nutfata alaqa fa khalaqna al-alaqata mudgha. When you take from start, you'll understand, from the time the semen enters. So there's 7. Then, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Then, how many types of food there are? 7. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّوْ وَإِنَبَوْ وَقَدْبَوْ وَزَيْتُونَوْ. But if you count there, you will count 8. But Abba is Tu'am Lil An'am. That is the food for the animals. So that's excluded. So it's 7. So sky 7, earth 7. That the development of the fetus in the baby, in the mother's womb is 7. Then you see Tawaf, Sabatu Ashwatin 7, Safa Marwa 7. The Sahaba wondering, look at this youngster.
Allah.
Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allah ma'allimhu ta'wil. And we made dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas. Wa faqihu fi deen. Give him the knowledge of Quran. And give him the deep, profound understanding of deen of Islam. So Sayyidina Umar was smiling now, because some Sahaba objected on him. And he said, I agree with you. Oh youth, I agree with you. So that is what we speak, my brother. They'll come next time again and bring us some fairy tales of yours. You and your ustad can't count. Come tell me 24th of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. I can see you really need to go back to madrasa and go study again.
Next. Gee, ustad, the final question is, I see he's busy typing a question to ask you that Salafism. Ustad, one more question. Ustad, regarding zakat on e-bucks, what's the masla on that, ustad?
Remember, our fatwa is, when you got an account by First National Bank or whatever, they give you e-bucks, with that you can buy, you can sell. So zakat, we must look for bahana. We must look for excuses to pay zakat. We mustn't look for bahana, excuses not to pay for zakat. You must remember. So we say yes, zakat is compulsory on the e-bucks. And remember, the purpose of zakat is self-purification and to help the poor Muslim and so forth. So therefore, whatever is anfa'alil fuqara, beneficial to them, the poor Muslim. So yes, it is compulsory. Quickly, let me just run down through the program quickly. 12 o'clock news with Brother Yusuf Ali. And then we'll have Mohan Suleiman Qattani with his lecture till 1. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, 105 to 130 Surah Zukhruf, verses 68 to 89, 130 to 2 Surah Hajj, and that is chapter 22, verses 49 to 54, 2 to 230 Ramadan Q&A, special Ramadan Q&A, 230 to 3 Current Affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 340 the repeat of this morning's Q&A, 340 to 4 will be Wahiki Ittiba, or Wahiki Ibtida, the starting of Wahi, how it started, by Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Hafizahullah, and then 4 o'clock to after Asr Azan to 5:20, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, and thereafter will be Hafiz Wadi, and thereafter the Masnoon Surahs, and thereafter will be Brother Yusuf Ali with the Iftar program, and Maulana Zahid Khan, then local Taraweeh, then international Taraweeh at 8:25 or so, and then 10 to 10:30, Mufti Yaqub Valley, and 10:30 to 11, Maulana Dawood Siddat. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.
And of course, tomorrow morning, 3 to 6, Noor Suhoor, the Noor of Sihiri. Well, you must get today's podcast of The Bliss of Marriage. Up next is Haji Yusuf Ali with the 12 o'clock news.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.